Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org. The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga meditation, positive thinking, stress-free living, and personal development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Hush, little darling, don't you cry. Every little thing's gonna be alright. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Every little thing's gonna be okay. Open up your heart, unlock the cage. Turn the key and break the chains. Love will always find a way. If you want love, you gotta give love away. Love and love is giving. When we live for love, it gives life meaning. When we live to give love, there's no greater feeling. This feeling of kindness and love's inside us. Nobody can sell this or try to buy this, cause love is priceless and it guides us, lifts us up and ignites us. Love can bind us and remind us. Love has no limit cause love is timeless. Hate and fear will try to blind us, but love unites us. Nobody can fight this cause love is righteous and it might just save the whole world from this global crisis. Throw your hands up, you know what the time is. Open up your heart and let it shine the brightest. With generosity, giving consciously and constantly. When we all give love, there's no stopping. We just open up the door and let your love pour. When you open up to love, you can never be poor, cause there's always more inside the core. Way more in store than you could bargain for. An infinite supply for us to share. So just throw your hands up in the air. Wave them all around the atmosphere. Show the whole world how much you care. We gotta give everybody love and respect, cause what we give what we get. Come on, always remember, never forget, what we give is what we get. Give love, give your love away, give love.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was MC Yogi, Give Love for 2018. We're going to need to do that much more. And this morning, I woke up to a really beautiful tweet by my lovely Daddy Janky, who's 102 years old. I want everyone to consider thinking about the words and the thoughts and the intention and the vibration that would actually come through every one of these words as she gives us a message for 2018. Here it is. Dear friends, greetings of peace. We're standing at the brink of the new year, aware of the past, the present, and the future. There is no need for us to dwell on the past or to have too many desires for the future. All of the possibilities for the future dwell in the seed of this moment. The hope of the world lives in each of us. So in this moment of promise, forgive yourself and forgive others. Live in peace and be at peace with others. Fill your heart with happiness and share happiness with others. Reconnect with the supreme source of peace, love, and happiness, and make your life a constant light for humanity. With love at the new year, BK Brahma Kumari's Daddy Janki, 102 years old, over 82 years of spiritual efforts, and walking the path that she speaks of. Thank you for joining us on America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and we are all optimistic about what 2018 holds. We're optimistic about our futures. We're optimistic about the future of others. We're optimistic about our country. We're optimistic about the world, right? You better be, because we have no other options. If we're not optimistic, then our negative energy or downward energy or doubtful energy or disheartened energy will make this a big challenge. We must push ourselves through the storms and not forget our faith in our divine source, faith in our abilities, faith in each other. You know, the storms, the challenges, the test papers might come to distract you from your worth, your truth, your destiny, your power to love, even from God. So the test papers are actually to pull us, to deepen us stronger to the connection to God, to each other, to our better selves. And if we find that we're moving away from any of these three, that's exactly what the test paper wanted us to do, to forget all that is good and to really come back to that which really we are, divine beings of light, offering the best of ourselves by perhaps asking the right questions of ourselves. If we don't dive into some deep-rooted questionings, not question to take us off on a rant or a rampage. I'm not talking about asking questions to prove someone wrong. I'm talking about questions that are really saying to my own spirit, to the soul, you know, who am I? I need to make the right decisions here. Who's making this decision? Is this going to bring benefit to myself and to others? So ask the right questions so you can get the right results, because if we don't, it's not going to ring well. We're going to be walking around not being honest about who we are, who we're supposed to be. And that's where I really find that our work here at America Meditating Radio is so priceless. It is so priceless because we really want to raise the bar of consciousness as we move along. Don't touch that dial. We're going to have a heart-to-heart with Dr. Marilee Adams, who is all about changing your questions to change your life. Before I get to Marilee, let's go to Monique Rose as we listen to Tara Brack talking about accepting yourself. Take a deep breath.
To be without anxiety about imperfection. Not to be numb or uncaring. Just simply without anxiety. Accepting yourself just as you are. Appearance, these behaviors, these life circumstances. One of the most reassuring lines from the Zen tradition was written by Zen Master Dogen. And it goes like this. To be in harmony with the oneness of things is to be without anxiety about imperfection. Now, I love this teaching because it assumes imperfection. It assumes that these bodies and minds will be reactive, that will grasp and get attached, and that will be angry at times and fearful, and that will even hurt the beings that we love the most out of our fear and our confusion. It assumes imperfection and says what matters is how do we relate to that? But when we feel deficient, and when we're aware of that deficiency, there's a real sense of shame, and that shame ties us up in knots. And it gives rise to the most profound sense of self-aversion. And what this means is that for awakening beings of our time, people on the spiritual path, that paying attention to shame, paying attention to self-aversion, is a necessary gateway for awakening. It's not something to get rid of. Rather, the way we pay attention to self-aversion is actually the ground of the path. Just imagine for a moment what it would be like in your life to be without anxiety about imperfection. Not to be numb or uncaring, just simply without anxiety, accepting yourself just as you are.
Welcome back, Accepting Yourself by Tara Brach on Monique Rhodes' album Heartbeat. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. It's a new year. It's a new horizon. It's actually just a continuation. We say it's new, but what's new about it if I'm still bringing the old me into 2018? Nothing new about it. It's just a continuation. The question is, have we allowed or have we made this idea that the clock's ticking, time is always a forward movement? Are we using this time to shift something inside of our consciousness that is really about amplifying my values, my virtues, my power, my spirituality, my grace, my presence? And I don't mean my as in attach, I own it, but whatever good I do for the self will reflect in the collective consciousness in our universe. And so I want you to give that some thought to percolate on for 2018. And as we give some thought to that, it gives me great delight to welcome Marilee Adams, PhD. She's an author, organizational consultant and facilitator, executive coach, professional speaker too. She is founder and CEO of the Inquiry Institute, a consulting, coaching, and educational organization. Marilee is also an adjunct professor at the School of Public Affairs at American University in the Key Executive Leadership Program and is faculty for the Institute for Life Coach Training, the Adler Institute, and Expedition Coaching. She consults, trains, gives keynotes all over the world, and prior to 1998, Dr. Adams was a psychotherapist in private practice, working with individuals, groups, couples, families, and during that time, she founded and led several public seminar companies. Together, I welcome my wonderful friend, Dr. Marilee Adams. Hello, welcome, and Om Shanti.
Shanti, and it's a pleasure to be here. And I love how you began the show today, what we were just listening to.
I'm glad.
Yeah, and it fits so perfectly with what we're going to be talking about. When you say, what good is it to make a new year if we're bringing our old self? And
right.
What you're really meaning is if we're bringing our old questions about who we are and what we're doing, if we can be asking new questions or old questions newly, then we really could create and can create a new year, a new day, a new moment every time we do that.
Well, you know, Marley, I have loved your idea of questioning the self, and not in a way that is about anything negative, but to find openings, to find awakenings. And for our listeners that are tuning in, I'd love for them to get a little bit more insight on the power of asking the right questions, such as what do questions have to do with making powerful choices, for example?
Well, first of all, let's talk about questions in two ways. One, questions that we ask other people, interpersonal questions, which is what people typically think of. But also, we ask ourselves questions all the time, and most of the time do not realize it. And when we don't realize it, we don't have the power to shape the questions that are shaping us. So questions operate sort of like an operating system. They direct our attention, and oftentimes they direct our thinking and our feeling and our results. So, and as you said, we're talking about questions that are what I call a genuine question, one to which you don't already have the answer, not questions that are meant to put people down or show how smart we are. But a genuine question opens up something, and it opens us up, and it opens us to possibility.
I love that. And I think that we need to have more faith in possibilities, because don't you find that we tend to restrain our potential way too much because we're not completely confident about who we are or what we can become? I mean, your work is extensive, and you have a specific area in which you do something called the choice map. And
correct.
I'd love to know more about, you know, why it's a secular tool for living a spiritual life.
Well, first let me describe the choice map so that the people who are listening can imagine it. And also, after the show, when you send out the information about this interview, we are going to give you a code, and people who are listening can download the choice map for no fee. So they'll be able to have it. And that, I hope, will be a wonderful New Year's present as a way to be able to choose the questions that we're directing our lives with. So the choice map looks a bit like a cartoon, and it has on the left as an individual standing at a crossroads. And in the crossroads, which go sideways, you can either take the learner mindset path or the judger mindset path. And it's important for people to know that this is about mindsets, and we all have both mindsets. So they're both completely normal, and they're very different, and they change from moment to moment. So when we're in our learner mindsets, we are creative and curious and flexible and mostly in open-minded and collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our judger mindset. We're closed-minded and critical. And judger here means judgmental. It does not mean good judgment or evaluation or even discernment. And remember, we all have both mindsets. So the choice map is a visual that allows people to see what mindset they're in. And there are a couple other features to it. If we discover that we're in judger, and we would have to discover that non-judgmentally, which is the key to it, then we can also ask questions on the switching lane to get us back to learner.
Mm.
That it's a way, so when I talk about choice mapping, choice mapping is looking at the choice map, noticing what road we're on, what kinds of questions we're asking, because the questions are very different on the two roads, and then that allows us to make a choice about where we're going to go, how we're going to think, and how we're going to relate. And the learner path is the possibility path, and it's present to future. The judger path is very judgmental. In fact, at the bottom of the choice map, there I have a little cartoon of a judger pit, and I think every human being on the planet knows the judger pit because we all do this. So it allows us to see what mindset we're in and to choose the mindset. If we want to be in learner and we find ourselves in judger, it's a practical how-to for doing that. So, Sister Jenna, would it be useful if I recited some of the questions on the two paths so that people could get an experience of what each mind feels like?
Please do. Please do.
So I'd like, and we'll do this together. So I am first going to, I'm going to recite two sets of questions, and I'm going to recite them in first person singular. So it's as if you're thinking the question, or I'm thinking the question. And what would be useful is for you just to notice what happens to you as you listen to the questions. How do the questions, each set of questions, affect your thinking, your feeling, your breathing, your mood, your sense of possibility? So here is the first set of questions. What's wrong with me? Why do I always have such bad luck? Why don't things ever work out for me? Why is everyone around me so clueless and frustrating? Haven't we been there, done that? Why bother?
Love it.
So what did those questions cause?
I have to tell you, I'm ashamed to say the one that was, why is everyone around me so clueless, kind of brought me back to the very humbling, a humbling position. And I just said, wow, yeah, I need to check that. I think it helped me to kind of be a little bit more authentic and truthful and to see what I can adjust.
Right. And I've done this with thousands of people over the years. And the responses I get, like what you just said, also include people start saying they feel constricted, they feel blue. Sometimes people say they feel depressed, they feel like a victim, they feel hopeless and helpless. And it's so fascinating to see that, because these are content-free questions, and yet the questions really do impact people. Sometimes they say they're holding their breath or they get tense. So let's go to the other set of questions. And also, before doing that, take a good cleansing breath, a good inhale and exhale, to clear yourself for listening to the second set of questions. So here they are. What do I want for myself and others and the situation? What can I learn from this regardless of how it might look? What's useful about this? What is the other person thinking, feeling, and wanting? What are the best possibilities I can imagine? What are some good next steps? And truly, what's possible? So as you check in, notice how those questions affected you. And Sister Jenna, do you want to say that, or shall I just share what people typically say?
You can share typically what folks have said.
They typically, first of all, they're smiling. They say, oh, now I'm breathing. The tension has gone away. I'm feeling optimistic. I can see possibilities. I am open. I feel spacious. And I feel like really listening to other people.
Nice.
So the first set of questions are obviously judge your mindset questions. And the second set of questions are learner mindset questions. And remember, we all ask them. So I often say to people, if we all ask both sets of questions, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that typically those questions are just running around in our minds, and we're shaped by them. So we could ask a judger one or a learner one or a judger one, but we're sort of at the effect of our questions. When you can see the distinction between the two mindsets, it gives you a beginning real possibility of choosing the questions that are going to be shaping you. And I thought it was so fascinating that one of the readings before I came on, when someone said, assume imperfection and ask, how do we relate to that? Well, how perfect? Imperfection just is. Do we relate to imperfection from learner, or do we relate to imperfection from judger?
Right. You know, I think what you're offering is something that requires not only a lot of contemplation and time, but it definitely requires a sincere inquiry that there is something within our own beings that could always be better. Not to say that where and what I am isn't, but, you know, there's always a sense that we are here to grow, to expand our capacity, to feel that our relationships, our finances, our health, it's all doing much better. And as we come to a close, I'd love if you could share what are some of the implications for communication and satisfaction in professional relationships and results at work with colleagues, clients, and maybe prospective customers.
Okay, tell me how much time I have. Because I'm talking. So,
yeah.
I mean, literally, do
2 minutes and less.
2 minutes and less. Okay, then I'll be very. So the first thing is I'm going to quote something that came through from the Brahma Kumaris today, the thought of the day. When we have an attitude of learning from every interaction with others, we experience personal enrichment and progress. That means we're on the path that you were describing. And one of the things that's been so satisfying for me in doing this work for so many years is that it this same work around mindsets and questioning is wonderful for people's relationships and how we communicate. We want to communicate from learner in our families. We also want to communicate from learner as leaders and with teams, because literally that's from learner is what's going to make the most difference. And I have lots of stories with metrics about how that really does make a difference. And so the people that I, where I, when I do this work in corporations or government agencies, typically what people will say is, gee, this was the greatest and we've accomplished all these results, but the thing I care about the most is my family's better, my relationships are better, my communication with my kids and my spouse and my friends is better. So to have a way of thinking about how we choose who we be moment by moment, and that it can make such a rich and beautiful difference everywhere in our lives, is what gets me up in the morning and has me care about helping to create a tipping point for a learner world wherever we find ourselves.
Fantastic. Dr. Adams, thank you so much. Are there any events coming up on the horizon for you that you can let our listeners know about?
Oh, certainly. We have a series of courses in March in Baltimore, and again in October, but the big ones are coming up in March. And we're planning events in other parts of the country and also in Toronto. So what I recommend and invite is for all of you to visit our website and check out what's coming, and we'd love for you to join our mailing list, because then you'll get podcasts and interviews with other people and white papers and be part of our learner community.
Beautiful. Looking forward to that. Website again, please.
It's Inquiry Institute, Inquiry, Institute, Institute.com.
Dr. Adams, thank you so much, and make 2018 your best ever.
Thank you. And the same for all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care.
Take care.
Ask yourself the right questions, everyone. Dr. Merrily Adams just shared with us that, you know, the first set of questions that she asked, I could feel like one of them just kind of amplified immediately in my consciousness, like, Jen, pay attention to that. So I could definitely see the benefit of us asking ourselves the right questions, especially at the right time. You know, it's not that you need to just keep asking questions, but in particular, when a moment actually emerges in your life where something in your spirit, your peace is disturbed, and you want to find out, hey, why is my peace disturbed here? What is it that I want? What is it that I have to let go of? Hope you enjoyed my chit-chat with Merrily. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same, so let's do it. Here's Lifted by Bliss. Enjoy.